It's time now for Green Visions, a KUMD production to encourage green thinking and green actions. Green Visions is made possible by the family-owned Duluth Grill, offering organic, homemade, and fair trade menu items, and by All Energy Solar, a full-service solar installer in the Twin Ports. And Art Week on Northland Morning, produced at KUMD with funding provided in part by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Anna Bailey joins us this morning. Of course, in the Northland, we can find artists who are not only artists and a part of Art Week, but are also doing their part to make our environment a little bit better by recycling, reusing, and reclaiming materials. Anna Bailey, in her artist statement, says, "Finding beauty in the weathered, discarded, and warm, we reclaim our primary medium of wood." Hey, Anna, good morning, and thanks so much for joining us.
Good morning. Thanks so much for having me.
Did the artistic impetus to use reclaimed wood come from a desire to recycle, be responsible, be cost-effective, or did it come from just taking a look at it and going, oh, I see art there?
Sure. Well, it did actually come from a desire to recycle. I started making furniture a few years ago, and I had all these wonderful scraps on my floor, and I just thought, I don't want to see these go to waste. And so I put some thinking to it and picked the scraps of wood off the floor for my other projects, and I started using them. And so that after that point, I realized that actually using something that had been used previously for another purpose actually made the product and the art more beautiful. And so that's when we started to seek out mainly wholly recycled lumber that had been used previously.
Now, we just had a conversation, actually, I want to even say it was last week, with a gentleman from the NRRI, and they've got a cool project that involves deconstructing houses that have been, and where the city comes in and goes, okay, no, or it's, you know, it's tax forfeit, whatever it might be. And when the house is too far gone to save, instead of just coming in and just, you know, ripping it down and piling everything into a dumpster and hauling it to the landfill, they unbuild it and reclaim stuff. Is that one of the places where you can get wood? How do you find reclaimed wood?
Yeah, they actually did reach out to us, but our schedules have been so busy and we've been out of town. The dates that they have opened for the public, we haven't been able to make it. But that would be one source that for sure we would like to look into. We also have gotten a lot of word of mouth, actually, from our friends and family, and even people we don't know who contact us via the phone or social media and say, hey, we just took this deck apart. I don't really know what to do with it. We don't want to throw it away. Do you want it? And then we pick it up from them. We got a call, I don't know, about a year ago from a home that was being deconstructed. And we got their 106-year-old pine flooring. And the wood that is the most beautiful is the wood that is aged the most and has had the most wear and tear on it. So we get really excited about conversations like that, where we can get wood that has been aged for a very long time and is very worn.
Well, and the nice part about it is that it's been aged through use, but it's not necessarily as though in you know, for example, if a home were open to rain and rain damage, you know, that sort of thing, it's like it's really old, but it's been protected.
Yes, that's so true, actually. And then the years of the paint or the grit that had been ground into the floor just makes the patina even more beautiful. So I would have to say that 106-year-old pine flooring was the best that we, as far as reclaimed lumber that we got.
That was your best gotcha so far.
Yes, it definitely was. We were like kids in a candy store when we picked that load up.
That's fantastic. So if folks have reclaimed lumber, they just find you through your website. Is that the best way to do it?
Yeah, Yeah. They can actually contact through the website, or we have a phone number on our website, baileybuilds.com. You can also look us up on social media and send us a direct message that way. However it works. I wish I had more storage to store all the lumber, but we kind of go load from load. We just don't have a lot of extra space to store, but we always have more than we need. But that being said, we always are looking for the next batch. So if there is someone listening that has this awesome batch of reclaimed lumber they just don't know what to do with, we would love to hear about it.
Fantastic. Well, I've got a line on. I maybe have a line on something for you, so I'll do a little investigating and let you know.
Oh, that would be great.
Anna, thank you so much for joining us this morning. And folks can find Anna's work at the Park Point Art Fair coming up this weekend. Look for Bailey Builds. Anna, thanks again so much.
Yeah, thank you so much, Lisa.
Art Week on Northland Morning is produced at KUMD with funding provided in part by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. And Green Visions on KUMD is made possible in part by the family-owned Duluth Grill, offering organic, homemade, and fair trade menu items. And Heritage Window and Door, the Twin Port supplier for Renewal by Anderson Windows and Doors.